This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We're excited. Talk a little Royals baseball with our guy, Jake Eisenberg. He's in Philadelphia. So, Eisenberg, this is a whole Philly weekend. Kansas City, not a fan of Philly whatsoever. Eagles in town, Royals taking on the Phillies. Are you rocking any Chiefs gear like while you're walking around? Or are you? Or would that be a bad idea?
Right now I'm incognito because I understand that I am in enemy territory. And I hate to say it, it's beautiful here. I mean, I'm sitting outside Independence Hall right now, just took a walk around downtown Philly. It is a gorgeous day. And look, Sunday it's going to be much prettier in Kansas City than it will be here. But yeah, enemy territory, at least right now, it's not so bad. And I'll tell you what, the atmosphere at Citizens Bank Park tonight is going to be pretty electric. We were here a couple of years ago for a weekend series in August, and that was when they gave Trey Turner the standing ovation. This is a place that can really bring that kind of postseason energy. And maybe that's just what the Royals need to go into, you know, a pretty tough environment with their backs up against the wall.
I mean, we know now, Jake, that the number of losses the team can take is very limited. And I know that that's got to be hard on a team to know that your margin for error is essentially none anymore, right? And so, like, I do wonder, especially knowing that they don't have any of their starting pitchers still, and that the entire four of the five guys who started the season are on the injured list, how does a team, knowing they have no margin for error, not feel too tense?
Yeah, it's a tough situation. And, you know, yesterday's game was an absolute gut punch because not only do you lose, but, you know, you lose three out of four to the Guardians. You fall, you know, back behind them after you entered that series in front of them in the wild card standings. The Mariners pull off another extra inning win last night. They've won six in a row, whether it's because they're a good team or because, you know, SC Witches have something to do with it. Like, who's to say? But the Mariners have some magic going on in Seattle. They've won six in a row. And all of a sudden, if you're the Royals, you find yourselves five games out of a playoff spot with 15 games left to play. That's 5 3-game series. And so you need to average picking up at least one game a series down the stretch to even pull into a tie with the Mariners and the Astros, who are currently tied for the AL West lead and that third wild card spot. And so, yeah, the math gets really, really challenging. One thing you do have in your back pocket is that you've got a 3-game series against the Mariners coming up Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. One thing you've got in your back pocket, you finish the year with 6 games on the road against two teams that are very far into the playoff picture in the Angels and the Athletics. The flip side of that is, well, you just lost 2 out of 3 to the Angels, and the only time you faced the Athletics this season, you got swept. That was during the dismal month of June. And so when you're talking about the margin for error, yeah, the margin is about as slim as it's gotten over the course of this entire season.
Jake, you've been around this team the entire season. You know how these guys interact with each other in the clubhouse and just overall. By now, if something is different, it would be pretty noticeable. Do you notice any change now that it's becoming real that, hey, this thing is getting close to the end of the regular season and you just went through the scenarios? Do you sense anybody, I guess, is there panic? Is there a different attitude in the clubhouse?
So I'll kind of non-answer that because I wasn't in the clubhouse post-game yesterday.
Okay.
And I haven't been in the clubhouse yet today. So I don't know if the temperament has changed from yesterday to today. I will say that one thing that these guys have done a really good job of all season long, and I know it's going to, you know, maybe fall on deaf ears or sound a little cliche, but they've done a great job putting one foot in front of the other. They've done a great job of not letting the day before carry into the next day, whether it's been a win or a loss. And so if there's a team that is capable of compartmentalizing to the degree where they can say, okay, we're going to focus on today, we're going to focus on then tomorrow, then we're going to focus on the next day. If there's a team that can do that, it is the Royals, and that starts from the top down with what Matt Cutrero has preached really since he got here in 2023 and then especially last year. So what I've noticed about the Royals is that the temperament has been pretty even keel, which I think is really, really hard to do. And look, you saw what Vinny Pasquantino said the other night. It's not as if these guys don't know what the math is. It's not as if they don't know what the standings are, don't know what the results are.
We've
entered a realm where you're not really supposed to say it. You're not supposed to be like, yeah, we know we're five games out and we have to win. You're not supposed to say it for one reason or another. Why that is, I don't really understand. But it's not as if there's an absence of understanding reality right now. And so, yeah, this team knows that its back is up against the wall.
Oh, he's back. There we go.
Jake, when you look at, like, where this team is and just, like, knowing that this year's odds are still slim, like you mentioned, the team knows that, I know that, I can't help but look at some of the things that go into 2026, and one of the things that stands out to me is what Vinny Pasquantino has done so far this year. Him and Mikel Garcia have had breakout years, 30 home runs, 100 RBI. I know you put the list out of the 10 Royals players who had done that or accomplished that in their career. Vinny has turned himself into one of the most consistent hitters in baseball is the way I view it. And at the very least, I know you got to add to the offense this offseason. Having Vinny, having Mikel, having Bobby, there's at least a little bit of a foundation for 2026 offensively.
Yeah, absolutely. And you hope that Jack Caglione takes a big step forward. And who knows what Carter Jensen can be. Kyle Isbell, even though it's been a quiet month, he's had a really solid offensive season too. Mike Yastrzemski came over. Maybe he's somebody that the Royals keep in the mix. Adam Frazier. Hopefully Jonathan India bounces back. A full season for Michael Massey. You know, you can see what the offense could be, and I think that's one of the reasons why some of the results this season have been as frustrating as you are. And I was thinking about it last night. You know, when you look at some of these seasons individually, guys, you got Vinny Pasquantino putting up a 30-100 season, and that was after a pretty awful month of April. You've got Bobby Witt Jr. who's putting up another MVP-caliber season. Is it as generational as it was last year? No, but that's not necessarily what the expectation should be. He's still been the third best position player in the American League behind Aaron Judge and Cal Raleigh. And then you have a massive breakout season from Mikel Garcia, who's been a five-win player this year. He's a top five position player in the American League. He's had a tremendous offensive season. And so that's why some of the disconnect is, well, if those three guys are doing what they're doing, and Salvador Perez has put up some of the power numbers, some of his better power numbers overall, 25 home runs. He's got a career high in doubles. The RBIs are, you know, right around where you might expect him to be. You know, where did it necessarily fall short? And that's a little bit puzzling, I think. But one of the other things, and I'll say this, one of the other things that I think about the 2025 Royals is that as much as we've seen ups and downs from the offense, and there have been mostly downs, the only reason why the Royals are still where they are right now is because of the newfound depth with the starting pitching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.